Some people try to listen to the bottom of a bottle. Some people try to listen to the needle in their arm. Some people try to listen to the money in their pocket. Some people try to listen to another's arms. You and I are not that different. We got a void and we're just trying to fill it up with something that'll give just a little peace. All we want is a hand to reach to, open arms to say I love you. We give anything to hear the voice of a Savior. Some people try to find it with blind ambition. Some people try to find it where no one else has been. Some people try to find it in the crowns of victory. Some people get defeated and lose the strength to carry on. You and I are not that different. We got a void and we're just trying to fill it up with something that'll give just a little peace. All we want is a hand to reach to, open arms to say I love you. We give anything to hear the voice of the Savior. Oh, yeah. The voice of the Savior. Some people try to find it in the shadow of a steeple. Some people try to find it on the back row pew. Some people try to find it in the arms of Jesus. That's where I found it. How about you? You and I are not that different. We got a void and we're just trying to fill it up with something that'll give just a little peace. All we want is a hand to reach to, open arms to say I love you. We give anything to hear the voice of a Savior.
I'm Bobby Mullins, and I want to welcome you to a Fresh Start TV program. At some time, we all need a fresh start. And we seek to help you make those fresh starts in life that we all need to make at some time and do so from a biblical perspective. And believe me, folks, God can take you at any time, at any place you are in your Christian life. You may think you've done as much as you can do and whatever, and sometimes the Lord will just shake you out of your comfort zone and He'll have a whole new way for you to minister in some way. So it's not always needing to make a fresh start in life because of something tragic that's happened, but praise God, He can help you through those tragic moments that happen in your life too. Back to the basics, ministry sponsors a Fresh Start TV program. And if you'd like more information about our ministry, go to www.drbobbyinsdrbobbymullins.com. And even though that's my personal website there, it does give information about our ministry and what we do, and there's a link to A Fresh Start on there. All of the programs of A Fresh Start are available for you to see at your convenience, as well as all sorts of videos about topics we're dealing with today, all the special music we've had. I even have a series on there that goes along with two books that I've written. I've written the book Channel of Blessing on spiritual gifts, and if you scroll through, there's a whole series that goes through each of the chapters and what I spoke on and taught in Channel of Blessing, how to find and apply your spiritual gift. Everyone's got a spiritual gift, and you have one of seven main motivational gifts as your spiritual gift. So I'd encourage you to get a copy of the book. You can also get it as a digital copy. And then the book Divine Disciplines, God's Training Ground for Spiritual Growth and Maturity. I used to wonder in my life sometimes, I thought God was punishing me for something I did wrong, and at that point I couldn't figure out what it was, and it wasn't. God uses some of those difficulties in life and various disciplines like darkness and delay and divine difficulty, divine differences, divine disappointment, divine disturbance, even divine drudgery to help us become greater men and women of God. And if you go to my website, there are several links on how to order the book, Divine Discipline. So I would encourage you to do so. And I've got a series that I preach through the book of Divine Disciplines on A Fresh Start. Tonight, I want to go to a passage that I've preached on this passage more than any other in my time as a minister. In 1985, I heard a message on Proverbs 3:6, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And I tell you, folks, I guess in my life it was the most impactful sermon I've ever had after my salvation, you know, the sermons that led to that. And it changed my life, and we adopted that as our family life first. But also, Proverbs 3:5-6 are probably two of the most known verses in all the Bible that say, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways," all thy ways, I like to say, "in all my ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." You know, it's interesting how God will use somebody at a special time in your life. And in 1986, I was a full-time youth minister, but I felt like God had called me to preach and to pastor, and so I resigned from my church, really with, you know, we were stepping out on faith. Wanda and I had two small children at that time. I had a third one who came along when I was in seminary, but felt led to step out in faith. And so before I started seminary that fall, a couple from our church wanted to take us for a weekend trip to Cherokee Village, Arkansas. It was a men's retreat. I think they're involved with Bible Study Fellowship. And one of the special speakers was Charles Stanley. Charles Stanley now has gone to be with the Lord, but you know, he's influenced so many people. But I had heard of him, but had never really got to hear his preaching on our honeymoon. When I woke up the next day, I had my quiet time like we always should, and I was in the book of Nehemiah. I don't know that I'd ever read through it. And man, the first two chapters just really came out regarding prayer and so on. And you know what? I turned on the TV and there was Dr. Charles Stanley, pastor, First Baptist Atlanta, on the TV station there. And you know what he was preaching on that day? Nehemiah 1. So I really got some insight into that in a special way. But at that retreat, about 5 years, 5 or 6 years later, he had preached on Friday night, but that Saturday morning, and there are about 300 of us there, he said, "I'm not going to preach on you today. I'm just going to kind of share on you from the overflow of my heart." And guess what he spoke on? "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And, you know, I was at a key time in my life. We were giving up our full-time income. We didn't know exactly what would lie before us, and that was an encouragement to us. And I did write down in my Bible three ways that he kind of paraphrased Proverbs 3:6, and it was this: in everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts in success. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Let's put God first, and then he'll direct us. Then he said, obey God no matter what you're facing, and leave all the circumstances up to him. And I remember he shared the story that his grandfather would tell him, "Son, if God tells you to run toward that brick wall, you run full speed, and God will help you get through it somehow." And so that's a lot of faith there if that would happen. But then he also said, when you have a need, God knows it, and if you will wait on God, he'll supply your need. And I have other paraphrases of Proverbs 3:6, but those are just some of the ways that God used that special message of Dr. Stanley to encourage us, and especially at that time in our life. We look back now, and God did see us through. We left all the circumstances up to him and just sought to be obedient to him. But I want us to think tonight on trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. You know, there are four parts there. Trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him. Those are our job, what we're to do. But then it says, and he will direct your paths. We have our responsibilities, and if we do that, God said, I'm going to direct your paths. And, you know, as you look at that, I think about what is it to have that total trust, complete trust in God? Why can we have it? Well, first of all, trust in the Lord with all your heart. This means to trust in the work of God initiated in your life when you get saved. The Bible says he begins a fresh work in us when we get saved, and it will continue on to the day of completion. We need to trust God. One of the words for trust there means that you feel like the rug won't be pulled out from under you. I know some people try to do that to others, and that's a phrase with a lot of meaning to it. But you ever felt like the rug got pulled out from under you? Trust in God. It won't get pulled out from under you. And then with all your heart, that's talking about your mind, your emotions, and your will. So trust God in the work of God initiated in your life when you get saved. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, God both works in us to will and to do for his good pleasure. So trust in the Lord with all your heart, total commitment to the work of God initiated in your life when you get saved. Secondly, and lean not into your own understanding. That's to be completely trusting in the Word of God in interpreting the experiences of your life. You know what the problem is in our world today? We no longer trust the Word of God. You see, there's a phrase that says, God said it, I believe it, that settles it forever. Well, friends, God said it, that believes it. That settles it whether we believe it or not. Let's choose. You know, we want to trust in what God says. But total commitment to the Word of God in interpreting the experiences of your life. Some people tend to interpret the Word of God according to their experiences. But we're to interpret our experiences according to the Word of God. And I can tell you today and tonight, with so many of the issues in our country today, it's to the point, it's that people no longer trust the Word of God because of their experience. They don't think something's wrong that the Bible said was sin, and it's still sin if it was sin when the Bible first came about, and people just reinterpret their lives and are reinterpreting the Word of God. That's a dangerous thing to do. The Lord said, if you add to my word, I will take your name. I will erase you from the book of life. So we need to be completely trusting the Lord and the work of God initiated in our lives when we get saved. We need to be completely trusting the Word of God in interpreting the experiences of our life. And then it says in verse 6 of Proverbs 3, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. We need to completely trust the will of God in the aspirations for our life. You know, there have been times in my life I really wondered, Lord, really, is that your will? But I've learned not to question Him. I've never tried to purposely get out of the will of God. Now, when I was younger, I didn't know a lot of things I should have known spiritually. But I found this, if I ever got two steps ahead of God, usually I'd get knocked back three steps. You know, I've always wanted to stay right in the center of God's will. And so regarding the aspirations for your life, where does God fit into it all? Can you see the hand of God in it? So my friends, that's what we need to completely trust in God in all ways in our lives regarding the will of God. Now, the will of God is general in some aspects. There are some things that we are all to do, but then He specifically will call people to do different things. One of the things I always like to ask people, well, in the churches I've pastored or others, first of all, when did you get saved? You know, if they're saved, I love to hear somebody's testimony. Then I like to ask them if they're married, how did you and your wife meet and how did you come to be together? And that's always a blessing to hear. And then, why are you in the job or occupation you're in? What has led you to do it? And, you know, that's inspiring to hear what leads people into certain professions or occupations in life. And then how somebody, I love to watch the program Tennessee's Crossroads. And one of the things, they'll have people, they were very successful business people, you know, with major corporations and all, and then they had some artistic thing they could do, some hobby or whatever, that they were able to sell a piece or so on the side when they'd go to flea markets or whatever, and eventually that's what they loved to do. That was the desire of their life. And they ended up leaving that other job. But, you know, they would take it step by step. And I really believe if God's put something on your heart, give it a try. There's a Jerry Reed song, my favorite, that says, Today is Mine. And in it he says, so what, my friend, if all your dreams you haven't realized? Look around. You got a whole new day to try. And I want to tell you, at this stage of my life, my hero in the Bible is Caleb, who at 85 was ready to go in and claim his inheritance and his dream home. And I want to be like Caleb. And, you know, there are things in my life that I wanted to accomplish many years ago and haven't yet. But guess what? Most of those I can still accomplish. And so I want to keep working toward that while I do the things that are pleasing to God and which God says we ought to do. So trust in the Lord with all your heart regarding the work of God initiated in your life when you get saved. And lean not into your own understanding regarding the Word of God in interpreting the experiences of your life. In all thy ways acknowledge Him regarding the will of God in the aspirations for your life, and God will direct your path. Be wholly trusting in the way of God and its application to your life. You know, any given part of your life might be distasteful to you, and any given circumstance might be distasteful to your life, but I've seen this going around a lot lately. About an old preacher who prayed one time, Dear God, I don't like buttermilk. Dear God, I don't like bacon powder. Dear God, I don't like bacon soda. Dear God, I don't like flour. Dear God, I don't like shortening. And the man praying with him was about to get worried at that time. But then he said, but dear God, you put them all together. You stir them up. You put them in an oven. And you let them warm. And you take them out and put butter between them. And dear God, I sure do like hot homemade biscuits. Folks, that's a pretty good view of life. I don't like suffering. But I've learned through a lot of the suffering and all, that's made me a stronger person and a Christian. And I pray for God's blessings, and I believe He wants to bless us. But just let me say this today. Even any given part of your life might be distasteful, and you don't like this and you don't like that. But don't dwell so much on what you don't have. Dwell on what you do have. I've heard it said, before you ask God for anything, thank God for what He has already given you. And so I pray tonight, folks, that you'll trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. And He said, I'm going to direct your path. And believe me, God is going to take you to the place where you ought to be and you need to be. You be what you're supposed to be, and God will take you where you're supposed to go. So remember, if you're trusting in the Lord, trust Him more. If you've never trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then that's where you begin. That's the fresh start in life. You need more than anything else to ask Christ to be your Lord and Savior. And then from this point on in your life, to live for Him. And as you become a Christian, you get in a church that's true to the Word of God so you can grow in the faith and be discipled, and then be with a group of people who will help you again to grow in the Lord. And I hope that you'll be able then that you can say with me as I close this program every week, thanks be to you, O God, who gives the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And friends, may the good Lord bless you. As Billy Graham used to say, may the good Lord bless you real good.
He shall feed His flock like a good shepherd. Knows best what fields are meant for you and me. When we are thirsty, He gives us living water. We are placed in His keeping, safe for all eternity, for we are one flock with one shepherd. That's the sweetest story that has ever been told. We are one flock led by one shepherd, and someday He will bring us to one fold. A shepherd gathers lambs in His arms, holding them in and loving them so warm and tenderly. Jesus takes us close into his presence, and he whispers, "This is where I always want you to be, for we are one flock with one shepherd." That's the greatest story that has ever been told. We are one flock led by one shepherd, and one day thank you.